You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's hear now from the offensive coordinator of Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo.
I think offensively, we've made strides in training camp. I think you're seeing a lot more explosive pass gains. Be good to get Dwayne Bowe back, Duke Johnson back. They're a major piece in what we want to do. It's been disappointing that they've been out for so long. You know, I wanted to establish the run against Buffalo, and, you know, I wanted to test our guys against one of the top fronts in football and, you know, see how that goes. And, you know, I challenged our players the night before the game that, hey, this is what we're going to do. There's probably a few situations where, you know, we got into second and long, and I probably would have thrown it in the regular season, but that's what preseason football is for. I was been pleased, you know, in the scrimmage and in the first game with our first team offense, obviously, you know, against the Bills, you know, that stuff happens. Josh tried to squeeze the ball into a tight area, and, you know, I thought that the DB got there early, you know, which would have been our ball still, but, you know, the call didn't go our way, and, you know, they got the ball back. But, you know, the one we got to avoid is the second one. Those are the ones that you got to avoid, the forced errors. I mean, there's going to be times where the ball goes off a receiver's hands when you're trying to make a play on third down and the ball's going to get intercepted. So I tell those guys, if you're afraid to push the ball down the field, play another position. So when you're trying to get explosive pass gains, you're going to put the ball in harm's way at times. It's just that's the nature of football. So I'm never going to take the aggressiveness away from our quarterbacks, but at the same time, we have to be much, much smarter with the second pass that Josh threw. I'm proud with the way our players have handled the change. I think that you see we are playing better. I think you've seen us, you know, obviously I've been told since I've been here, you know, last year they won the jerseys one time, and, you know, we've won the jerseys a bunch of times here, and that's what this thing's about, is competition. So, you know, I'm pleased with the way our guys have competed. And with that, I'll open it up.
Sense of urgency to get accomplished here in the next week?
Well, the first thing I'm really excited about is we actually get the game plan for an opponent. You know, and that's going to be a dry run for us as a staff. I mean, I'm a new coordinator. We have some new guys that are here that have never game planned in the NFL before. So the cohesiveness of the staff, I'm really excited about. Number two, I'm really excited to see what Dwayne Bowe and Duke Johnson can do on the field. Obviously, Dwayne is shown what he can do in terms of, you know, when he was at the Chiefs, but he hasn't done it here. And I want to see it firsthand. I think it's very important that we get those two guys involved. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going to tailor the whole game plan around those two guys, but, you know, we need to see what they can do. I mean, it's a shame those guys missed as much time as they do, because I'm not a big believer in saying, hey, a guy's been in the league for this many years, he doesn't need to work on his craft. The guy needs to be on the field, in my opinion. And, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, taking a, you know, 4 or 5 week sabbatical from doing a news story. You know, you're not going to be as good at it as if you do it every day. So I'm a big believer in that. Guys need to be on the field and practicing and working on their craft every day.
And is this, you know, something that you're concerned about going forward?
No, I'm not. Johnny's probably got what 30 or 40% of the other quarterbacks in the league have right now. Sore elbows, sore shoulders. There's a lot of wear and tear on those guys in terms of their arm. I mean, those guys have been throwing footballs since they've been, you know, young guys. So I'm not too concerned about it. Like, you know, if Joe Sheehan and the doctors come up to me and say, hey, this is something that is going to be a chronic issue, then there's going to be some concern, and we got to watch it. But I'm not too concerned about Johnny right now. No, he's doing fine.
Take care of?
Yeah, it should. And you know, once training camp's over and the volume of throws goes down, usually that has a way of clearing up itself. It really does. I mean, I've been around guys before with elbow and shoulder issues that once they get out of camp and break camp after that first week, you know, when your throw count goes down, you know, as many receivers, you don't get as many reps in the RVAs, your periods are cut shorter. You have a way of that kind of calming down a little bit in the elbow and the shoulder. You know, I'm going to leave. I like to leave all injury issues to the head coach, you know, just out of respect, you know, and so I'm going to leave that to Coach Pettin.
What about Terrell Pryor?
Mm-hmm.
Has he got to show anything to make the team?
Absolutely. There's got to be a sense of urgency from Terrell. OK, okay? I'll be the first one to say that. And, you know, Terrell and I have a very special relationship because, you know, obviously I was his position coach for 2 years. You know, starting out with Terrell, I'll be frankly honest with you. I was very skeptical about Terrell's mindset when he was going to come in here, just because I know from coaching him for 2 years how passionate a person he is, how much he cares about his craft. So I was really, concern's the wrong word, but I was really excited to see how his mindset was going to be with a position change. Because, as you know, that's a major change, no matter what level you're playing at. And I'm really, really proud of the way he's handled this. I mean, he has been receiver all the way, working on releases, getting with the DBs and having them give him some tricks of the trade on how they see him as a bigger receiver. He has been all in at receiver. And, it was a shame Terrell went down with the hamstrings. I thought he was making unbelievable strides, more so than many other players I've seen that have tried to change positions at this level. I mean, it's hard enough to play the game at this level of a position you've been playing since high school. But when you go from quarterback to another position, that's a huge change. So I've been really proud with the way Terrell's handled this whole thing.
Go back to Duke. I know you guys wanted him to be a major part of the offense.
Yeah.
Is there risk in that, doing it with a rookie who, if he's not able to play a bunch in the preseason, you don't know exactly what you're going to get?
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, we're gonna limit Duke's plays. You know, we're not going to throw him in there and have him practice 20 plays, you know, the first few days he's back. We're going to put him on a pitch count of anywhere from, I think, 10 to 12 plays today. I think we have scripted for him. I've seen enough from Duke in the spring where I have a feel for what he can do and what his skill set is. But at the same time, it's never been in a live situation before. So it's important to see Duke out there. You just can't. I just don't want to throw him out there and risk getting him hurt again. But yeah, I mean, he's going to have a significant role, I would think, in this game on Saturday night. Now, is he going to play 25, 30 plays? I don't know, but I'm hoping when he's in there, he shows us what he can do.
Why do you suppose he lasted so long in the draft?
I don't know. I know this. I'm glad he did, and I think Ray Farmer made a great selection in choosing him. I'm glad he's on our football team.
Is there a player or two that surprised you during training camp with the way they played?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few guys. Up front, Darian Miller, I think, has gotten a lot better. You know, I think he's a more natural tackle than he is a guard. You know, we had him playing more guard in spring. I think he's much more natural tackle. That's what he played at Kentucky. I think he was playing pretty good, and he's getting a lot better. Emmanuel Bibbs has gotten a lot better, you know, in terms of, you know, cutting down his mental mistakes. Obviously, he shows what he can show when he has the ball in his hands and making guys miss. You know, he's done a nice job talking about the tight end position. And then the two guys that are playing receiver are, you know, and Josh Lentz and Darius Jennings just continue to make plays every day on the field and in practice. It's just all those guys do is do the right thing and make plays. So from a young player standpoint, those would be the guys I'm really pleased with and excited about. And I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, you know. But, yeah, those are the guys.
That's offensive coordinator of the Browns, John DeFilippo, part one. We'll have part two at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock. When we come back, let's take your phone calls, 216-578-0850, or you can tweet the show at Nathan Zagura, at Browns_daily, at MattWilhelm35. Some interesting takes. We'll digest what we heard from the offensive coordinator as well when we return.